Bobby Slick Leonard has died. Leonard is one of the most beloved names in basketball in Indiana. He coached the Pacers from 1968 to 1980 and returned as the color commentator for radio and television broadcasts for the team in 1985. Leonard was 88. He was born in Terre Haute in 1932. Wrong side of the tracks.
They used to tell me I was building a dream.
They didn't go to the hospital to have a baby. They had them at home. So they tied me to the clothesline so I wouldn't get away. The bad part of it is a big thunderstorm came up and I couldn't get loose. My baby sister was born while I was tied to a clothesline.
Leonard excelled at both basketball and tennis at Gerstmeyer High School.
By the time I got to be a sophomore, I was 5'10". And I was playing on the B team. Between my sophomore and junior year, I grew 6'3" and a half. The first 10 games, I was averaging 35 points a game.
He played for Indiana University, scoring the winning shot in the 1953 NCAA tournament. He then moved on to the NBA, where he played for Minneapolis and the LA Lakers. He then played for the Chicago Zephyrs and began coaching them, following the team with their move to Baltimore.
I went from being a player to being a head coach in the NBA, which I was for many years, I was the youngest coach ever.
Leonard was not the first coach for the Pacers when they began as a franchise for the American Basketball Association in 1967.
So that first year, I was a consultant with the Pacers, and we ran a tryout camp. Now, this is where we opened it to everybody. High school, college.
Leonard recalls putting those guys through the rigors, practicing layups and running laps until some of them vomited. That narrowed down the selections a bit. He began as head coach for the team in 1968 until he was let go in 1980 following a change in ownership and direction. That led them to three championships, 1970, 1972, and 1973. In 1985, he was asked to join the television and then radio broadcast teams, coining the term
"Boom, baby!"
which he shouted after every three-pointer. Leonard continued in that role through the 1990s and up until his death, in later years retiring from road games. Leonard is a member of the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame and took the Pacers to those three championships.
It's a legacy for my grandchildren, great-grandchildren. They can look around and say, yeah, my grandpa's in the Hall of Fame.
He passed away at his home in Carmel. You might take a minute to say a boom baby of your own.
Boom baby! Turn out the lights! The party's over!